Let's pick the next card. This card is the Hermit. Have a good look at the card, have a good look at the person, look at what he's holding in his hand, look at where he is. Is it day or night? Does the place that he is look welcoming? Does he look happy, sad? Have a good look, really dwell on it. And then close your eyes and go into the card and become the Hermit. How do you feel? Do you feel lonely, abandoned, isolated? Or do you feel you've got everything that you need at this moment? You have your hood up, you have your cloak about you, but you have a lantern. Is that lantern guiding you, or does it represent something within yourself? Does the cloak hide yourself away from people or the elements, outside circumstances? Do you feel comforted by withdrawing within? And then open your eyes and have a look at the Hermit and see if you've gained any insight into the wisdom of this card. The Hermit clearly represents a time of going inwards, a time for introspection, a time to stop what you're doing. This is not a time for action, not about going out there and controlling the opposing forces like the Chariot or being dynamic like the Emperor or the Magician. This is very much about withdrawing. You need to take time out for yourself. It's not about socializing. This is about peace and solitude, but it's very much inner peace. It's a time to really be aware that the light of the lantern is the light that is within you, and that you have got within yourself all the wisdom that you need. In a reading, it might represent someone that's coming into your life that has those qualities, or it might represent a need to develop those qualities. It might even, in a position of challenge, represent a person turning away from looking within and looking outward for the answers, when in fact they need to look inwards. Without looking inwards, going without for the answer will never get a person anywhere. You need to look within before you go without. Let's pick our next card. This is the Wheel of Fortune. This is often a very complex card because it's very rich in symbolism. And you would do well to look up all the symbolism and have a read about what they all mean, because all the reading does enhance our understanding of the symbolism as time goes on. But right now, we're just going to...